This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
شيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Rajab, 1446 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, in Palestine, Aqsa Mubarak, and South Africa, and 90% of the countries of the world. So today we make dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban, wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during this month of Rajab and Shaban, and spare us for the month of Ramadan. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Similarly, there's another hadith mentioned in Tabarani and Kanzul Ummal. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, save and protect us for Ramadan. No kidnapping, hijacking, accidents and so forth. Wa sallim Ramadan alana, and protect Ramadan for us. No pandemic and plandemic and scamdemic and all those type of things. Wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. Ya Allah, our speech, our actions, all broken, humble efforts, accept it in your beloved court, O beloved Allah. Our topic for today, we will focus on three issues primarily. Number one, because it is 24th of Rajab, so we'll speak about the Isra and Mi'raj. Then secondly, the micro and then the macro. You will understand as we go along, inshallah. So my brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Seerah Mubarakah, each one of us should read. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nikah took place with Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, when he, the master alayhi salam, was 25 years old. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha was 40 years old. And this marriage continued for 25 years. When she, our mother Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, was 65 years old, then she passed away. You must remember that. And then there were 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons from this Mubarak nikah and marriage. She was the only wife, and she's the first lady among all the Muslims, men, women, children, adults, the first person to embrace Islam, Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha. The first lady to become, the first person also to become a martyr, was also a lady. And remember, that is Sayyidah Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. So that is a great, great contribution. We should understand that. Now she passes away. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very, very sad. And Abu Talib, the chacha, the uncle, the kaka, paternal uncle, passed abroad. So he passed away as well. He did not embrace Islam. Quran Kareem tells us he did not embrace Islam. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha. You cannot give hidayat to whom you love. Allah will give hidayat, guidance to whom he ever he wants to. And hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Talib is dispatched to Jahannam. So that is our belief. But nevertheless, Nabi alayhi salam was very sad. The master Aim sallallahu salam is 51 years old. That year in our Islamic terminology is known as Amul Huzan, the year of sadness and grief. Allah Jalla wa Ala now wants to elevate the master alayhi salatu salam even more and more. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Like we find that the Master alayhi salatu salam is the only personality in the entire universe, Sahibul Qiblatain, face both Qiblas, face Majlul Aqsa for 17 months is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, and face the Baytullah, and that will be till the day of Qiyamah for all of us. So likewise, the only personality, Sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj. I will take you, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a miraculous nocturnal journey, bodily, physically, in the state of awakeness. Very brief, there's no time. Chapter 17, verse 1. So the beginning of the 15 Jews, 15 Supara, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. So Almighty Allah took Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Buraq was the means of conveyance, and the Master alayhi salam reached there in few minutes basically. Now for us, lessons to derive. Those of you who have been to Masjid al-Aqsa, let's assume for a minute that this year is Masjid al-Aqsa and you are facing the Qibla. On your right hand side, so that wall there, that is called Jidarul Buraq. After the Master alayhi salatu salam disembarked, then the Buraq was fastened on that wall there, the right hand side wall facing the Qibla. Today the Jutlas, if you don't know the term Jutlas, it means Jews. I'll be using it many a time. The Jutlas, they stole that wall and occupied it, but the Muslim Ummah today, half asleep. 90% don't even know what's happening, and the other 10% know, but they don't speak. So we must remember that wall is a stolen wall by the Jutlas, the Zionists. So today the Jutlas, you will see Trump will go to Saudi Arabia, and then he'll go to Israel, and then he will go there. They call it the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall. So remember, for us, it is Jidarul Buraq. It's part of Masjid al-Aqsa. It got nothing to do with the Jutlas and so forth. We must learn these lessons. Durusul Isra wal Mi'raj. We must take lessons from here. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu salam there. Why? They had shock to meet the Master alayhi salam. You love your father, mother so much, you've gone overseas to study or what have you. When you come back, you're just looking for them, or your children, or your spouse, and you want to embrace them and so forth. This is Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. And they, the Anbiya, took a pledge and a covenant with Almighty Allah. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْسُرُنَّ. Each one of you must believe in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believe, and you must help him and assist him. Tell the people the final messenger will come. His name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran speaks of this, chapter 61, verse 6. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِهِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. The last and final messenger will come. His name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad, I will praise Allah the most. Once it's mentioned. Muhammad, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nami, Ismi Grami. Honorable name mentioned 4 times in the Quran Sharif. The one whom Allah keeps on praising all the time. So that is the meaning of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were elated, delighted, they're meeting the Master alayhi salatu salam. It's Fajr time. The Master alayhi salam reached Fajr salat. 5 daily salat came in Mi'raj, but Fajr and Asr was being read before Mi'raj also. We should know what Islam is teaching us. So Fajr salat was read there in Aqsa. Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, they followed the Master alayhi salam. Then if you've been to Aqsa, where the Qubbatul Sakhra, the dome of the rock is, with a beautiful golden dome, from there the Master alayhi salam's Mi'raj starts. Open chapter 53, Surah Al-Najmi, and verses 1 to 18. Almighty Allah speaks about the Mi'raj. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ أَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَىٰ. And many, many other issues are discussed there. Allah wants to show a Muslim what are the most important things in life. Everything became compulsory here on the farsh, on the land and sand. Few things Allah made compulsory in the heavens and on the arsh. So the three gifts, Hadith Sahih, authentic Hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, in Mishkat Sharif. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you take this five salat. 50 becomes 5, but by us it's still 50. La yubaddalu al-qawlu ladayya. You will read 5, and you will receive the minimum reward of 50, and maximum will be beyond hisab, beyond reckoning. Second gift, every one of you brothers, sisters, listening to the talk, and children, instead of wasting time with your Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and all this nonsense and haram, so start preparing for Ramadan. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, it is my heart's desire that every one of you Muslim, male, female, adult and child, you must by heart Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin, chapter 36, 83 verses. And the hadith is in Musnad Bazar. You must by heart Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. And the hadith is there mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, chapter 67, 30 verses. From now today you start. Before Ramadan you will know it. But you must have the zeal. You must have the enthusiasm. How we remember all these shaitan's names. Which tennis player, which soccer player. Half of them are gays and the other half are drunkards. And yet we idolize them and so forth. That what thing will help us in our life. So let us be honest about these issues. The second gift, hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, the last two verses of Surah Baqarah were given to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 285-286. Amana Rasulu bima unzila ilay. Talwa'fu anna waqfil lana warhamna anta maulana fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tallimuhuma. Learn these two verses and teach it to others. Teach it to nisa'akum wa auladakum. Teach your wives, your women folk, and teach your children, your students, and everybody. Who's teaching today? We don't even bother about these things here. We will only get somebody to read it when somebody passes away or somebody is very sick. We have to know the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the Quran Sharif. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Ramadan, remember, what's the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqu dhunub, to burn and incinerate our sins. Now we want to say, Ya Allah, give us Jannah, but we're smoking one way. Smoking, vaping, Allah alone knows what else. So we say, Ya Allah, give me Jannah, but we start the agarbatti ourselves. Now how you reconcile the two? Think about all these issues. So start kicking all these evil habits now. Then you're practicing on the meaning of Ramadan. What is Ramadan? Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. That it is the Qur'an. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Qur'an is the beauty of Ramadan. So first gift, the 5 daily salat. Second gift, remember the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. Learn it, memorize it, teach it to others, wonder, ponder, and reflect in the meaning of it. See zamana, time, past, present, future. Wa'afu anna. Ya Allah, we are guilty. We admit our guilt. There are no mitigating circumstances. Forgive us, Ya Allah. For the present, waghfir lana, Ya Allah, make sattari. I am standing here like a big shot. If Allah exposes all my vices and sins, where can I run to? Where can we run to? Ya Allah, you are sattar. You cover and conceal all our vices and our sins in this world and in the year after. And in the future, warhamna, Ya Allah, envelope us in your mercy. You show me a better dua than this. See what is Quran. So third one, Ya Rasulullah, take this gift and give your ummah. Whosoever lives with iman, dies with iman, perfect iman, then falahu jannah, for him is jannat al-firdaus. These three gifts were given. So that is the introduction. Come to the micro. What's happening in our country? Three things has happened, but 90%, even now when I'm speaking, you will find guys there outside talking nonsense, buzzing with their cell phone, sending messages to their girlfriend, emails to the females. Hey, just carries on. Khana, peena, sona, pahana, eat, drink, sleep, and just go toilet, and that is our life? Single, what we doing? You know, this is the beginning of your academic year. Your children are, I got no children. What I have to worry? So you must remember this. The Pehla Bill has been passed. Do you read? If you read that Pehla Bill, that Pehla Bill is telling you that your children must learn before they even baligh that they can have two fathers and they can have two mothers. They can have a homosexual parent. Allah says Adam and Eve. The kuffar system says Adam and Steve and Madam and Eve. Your Pehla Bill is promoting homosexuality, is promoting lesbianism, and you sending your children to these napak institutions, and you tell me you're getting education? The schools and the varsities have become brothels. Ask me. I go to the universities, they waste my time, they tell me I must speak for 10-15 minutes. Your UJ and your words, go ask them. I say, you're wasting my time, what am I going to speak to you 10-15 minutes? So I sit there after the Jummah, I say, come all of you who's available, I'll sit there for 1-2 hours. Come speak to me, leave all the titles, and then we discuss, what are your guys' problems? Then I give you one incident of words. Your parents wake up. They say, the youngster told me, you see that lady there? I said, what happened? The lady is far, tell me what happened. He say, I went to her father and I told her, I want your daughter's marriage, hand in marriage. Father say, Hasha wa kalla, no, it can't happen. She must get a degree first. She already went through 3 abortions. I'm the man responsible, he told me. You see, when I call it brothel, then what could you call it? So you sending your children to such institutions where they glorify being a homosexual, where they glorify being a lesbian. The child is not even baligh and mature. They're teaching him how to masturbate. Which world you living in, South Africans? You're living in another world. You need to know there's no solution for you. The only solution to protect, when I was in America, I spoke to them on this topic. I took out my handkerchief and I said, I've been to White House, United Nations, it means nothing, all these things, yeah? So when I spoke to them in the Eid Bayan, I took out my hanky and said, you got the American passport. But what have you done with your children? Everyone is a perfect candidate to become a murtad and leave the fold of Islam. You have, I was there whole Ramadan, 5 weeks. I studied their madrasa system. They have classes Saturday, Sunday, 1 hour, 1 hour. Twice they had classes, 2 weekends. One weekend, Maulana said he's going for shopping. The next weekend, the children said they're going for shopping. And the next one was the Eid. I said, what are they going to learn? That's what we are doing here in South Africa. The only way you're going to save the iman of your children is you have to invest in homeschooling. Your Muslim schools are not your solution. They just cut and paste. What the department tells them to teach, they just teach. And they teach a little bit Quran and a little bit surahs and du'as. It's not going to save the iman. Think properly what I'm saying. Yesterday, in this week, the expropriation bill has been passed. What is that going to do to you? You are the guys who got, I got nothing, and I don't even belong. I pay rental still for 45 years. So I don't own even one property. You know how much inshore, offshore you got. Under the Patras and Pala Pala you got. So who's going to be affected with all this? You're going to be affected. In Cape Town, our first masjid in the whole of South Africa, Oval Masjid, the Jutlas are there, DA. And that Shaitani Institute, the Medina Institute, they collected 100,000 from the mayor of Cape Town. So I said, you guys are funded by the Zionists. Hang your heads in shame. You're such beghairat, you so, oh, sharam you got. Take money from the Jutlas and so forth. Next to that masjid, iconic masjid, 1994, you had your first elections. 1794, 200 years before our democratic elections, that masjid was built by Imam Tuang Guru, rahimahullah. Imam Tuang Guru spent how many years? 13 years in Robben Island. You know Robben Island because of the kuffar who are selling this whole country to pieces. Nothing is functioning.
You know them. Do you know Imam Tuan Guru? From 1781 to 1793, he was in Robben Island. He wrote the Quran Sharif by heart. The Quran Sharif is there in Oval Masjid. And what you find? That masjid there, first masjid in the history of South Africa. That masjid, the Jutlas, the Zionists want to put up a big six-story building, hotel, and they're going to have their wine, dine and swine. What can you Muslims do? We're challenging you. See, Muslims, fast the Islam. We don't even know what is going on in our own country. Come to the macro. Micro, I gave you South Africa. Macro. See, Palestine. Why are you shy? You Muslim, you youngster, why are you shy to say I belong to Hamas? I met Hamas. I say it every day on the radio. We met the Taliban. Why you are shy to say that? So you must remember, we support Taliban. We support Hamas. We don't care what the Westerners have to say. They all showed us their true colors. You must remember that. That now they want to say the Taliban are terrorists. They want to say that Hamas are this. Hamas pulled off that what no one in the world could do. 16 years they were under hisab. They were under siege. Nothing could come in, nothing could go out. This side the Jutlas are checking, that side the Egyptians are checking. Let me be clear on this issue. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any government. Your MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi Arabia, because you don't know Arabic, I have to explain the word to you, is Halub. Halub means you have a big cow, and that cow gives liters and liters of milk. But this cow is not giving milk, it's giving dollars and dollars and dollars. $600 billion to him, Trump. He's making storms everywhere. You know what I'm talking about. So that harami, if you don't think the word harami, harami word is in the Quran. Zanim. Zanim means harami. This harami, Trump, is going to visit Saudi Arabia first. As when he became the president the first time. Why? Because MBS gave him $450 billion that time. Now he's giving $600 billion. And he said, Trump, my master, my boss, you want more, I'll give you more. And you telling me these people are in charge of the Haramain? Now my brother Ahmed Abdi is witness. While we were coming in the vehicle, I'm translating the khutbah. His name is Bandar Balila. Bandar in Urdu means monkey. In Arabic, Bandar means the harbor and handsome. I told him, Bandar, they got their chamchas and sidekicks to tell them. I told him, Bandar, you're real Bandar. You can't even make dua for the Palestinians. Nothing, nothing. As though everything is hunky-dory. He never even made dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. 300,000 people gave their lives in Gaza. That is the karamat of Hamas. If you read the Western press and Jewish press, the Times of Israel wrote, this is Jutla newspaper, first time ever Israel lost the war and the victors were Hamas. Where are you Muslims? You're so frightened for them? For the Jutlas you frightened? They are the biggest cowards and shaitans. Quran tells us that. And our people are the Mujahideen. You heard of Umar Mukhtar? Umar Mukhtar of Libya taught us a lesson. لَن نَسْتَسْلِمْ لِأَحَدْ We will never ever surrender to anybody. إِمَّا أَزَّفَرْ وَإِمَّا أَشَهَادَ Either we go for victory and booty and spoils of war, or either we go for martyrdom. For us, martyrdom is our honor. That is what Yahya Sinwar taught us. That is what Ismail Haniya taught us. That is our father, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, the founder of Hamas in 1987, taught us that he said, Ahmed Yassin, he was martyred in 2004. He already wrote it and he said, Zawalu Israel fi 2027. Israel will collapse and fall. I'm not saying you must believe in it. This is opinion. But the way things are going, inshallah, it will happen. The special rapporteur to the United Nations, non-Muslims are standing up, but your Arab regimes, your MBS and your MBZ, of, you must remember, Emirates, and your king of Jordan, your king of Bahrain, your king of Morocco, and the Pharaoh of Egypt, كلهم مرتدون غدارون. Whole lot of them out of the fold of Islam. Whole lot shaitan. And who is there to tell them? Everybody fears. We can't get visa, we can't. Tell them go to hell with your visa. So we must speak the truth. So my brothers, understand, Francesca Albertina, special rapporteur to the United Nations for the Middle East and Palestine, what she said, you, the Westerners, the politicians, it's time you have to expel Israel from the United Nations. Imagine non-Muslim speaking and your Arab leaders good for nothing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Muslim Sharif, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. The people are good, but the rulers, totally corrupted majority of them. Which side of the fence are you? You're standing in the middle. People who stand in the middle, on the fence, they are guilty of committing a major offense. That is the sign of nifaq and hypocrisy in Islam. You have to choose one side or the other. That is what Islam demands from me and you. My last point to you, South African. I'm South African, don't worry. So remember that for you, South Africans and others. I'm asking you this. What have you done for Aqsa? What have you done for Palestine? You say, yeah, it's happening. What must we do? Man? Let's carry on. You're carrying on for 70, 80 years. You got the means. When are you going to go to Aqsa? You want to go to Dubai, you want to go for Umrah second time, 10 times, go for Hajj 5 times, for what? Just to show off? Go to Aqsa, show your solidarity with them. Oh people of Aqsa, oh Yatama of Aqsa, 40,000 children are Yatama and orphans. The child also says, لَنْ نَسْتَسْلِمْ لَنْ نَرْكَعْ لِأَحَدٍ وَلَنْ نَجْجُدْ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. We will never surrender. We will never bow down. We will never make sajda to anybody except Allah. What did you do, O Muslim? I visited Palestine 5 times with Allah's help. Now they have paid me the jutas. They told me, get out from here. You understood? They said, you're AK-47. I told them, I'm AK-255. They make the jutas mad, you know. So you say, what the hell you mean you're AK-255? I say, AK Aitul Kursi. And ayat number 255. Aitul Kursi is more powerful than AK-47, you shaitan. So that is our belief. So I must remember that. So my brothers, I end up with this. It will at least increase your iman, you youngsters, wasting your life with a phone, with your movies, and wasting everything. Go to university, have a big job, sleep with so many girls, Muslim, non-Muslim, and tell your father you study. Don't come tell me it's not happening there. So you must remember these things here. A 9-year-old boy, 1992, we still under apartheid. And we went, 15, 16 ulama were invited. So what happens is this, that he comes here by me, you know, halfway. So I'm told guy, you know. So I told him, Taqa, they give the names of Mujahideen to their children. Taqa, my heart is telling me, I must take you back to Junubi Africa. So I'm facing Aqsa, he's facing me. He turns around and says, Sheikh, you telling me I must come to Junubi Africa. Listen, youth. He says, if I leave here, who will protect and who will defend Masjid al-Aqsa? I leave that thought with you. What have you done for Aqsa? Hamas have done everything humanly possible. The Palestinians have done everything. They have shown the world what is iman quwwat, what is the power of iman. Tomorrow, they dictating the terms. They say that 4 Jewish women, Israeli ladies, will be part of the mubadala, the exchange of hostages, if you want to use the term. The first 3 that went, go and read the interview. The lady said to Hamas, I never saw people like you. Even the water in Gaza is different. If I tell you, oh Hamas, I want to stay with you, what will you say? If you want the whole interview, send me a message. Maulana got my number, Ahmed Abdi got my number. I'll send you the interview. You just waste your time in life. Read Hollywood, Bollywood, all those things here. Read the real news and understand what is coming out from there. Just as a Jewish lady, a Jewish person interviewing the person who's going to be released and interviewing Hamas, and that's their dialogue. I leave it with you, brothers and sisters. Rise up to the occasion. We live in South Africa. We can still go to Aqsa. We can still go to Palestine. Why not you go there? You fool yourself with all this, going for honeymoon, yeah, 1 week, 2 weeks, you come back, the honey is missing and the moon also is missing. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا الصلاة هيا الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من يطع الله ورسوله فقد هدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا من أصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم تقبل شهداءهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى
وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Straight in the stairs, brothers, downstairs, upstairs, and switch off the cell phones, please. Mulana will read the Salat.
Then shoulder to shoulder.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمدا.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نسبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمدا.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وارنا ما سكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.
This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
أهلا وسهلا مرحبا
مركز صحابة Online Radio.